In a news update for August the 4th, August the 13th, Saturday early morning edition, part 4, continuing on with the show here, continue where Owen Shorter left off. I want to say, you know, nobody should be afraid to speak their mind, and if telling the truth is a violent act, then we're really in a world of trouble. Because that's what it sounds like. That's what's going on with this raid at Mar-a-Lago that no news wants to talk about. And then they want to go after the people at InfoWars, you know, for a raid. And, you know, and they want to quote statements like they're getting ready to raid them or something. Or they're getting ready to raid them at their home or raid the whole InfoWars area. That's why they keep quoting things that people say on there. It's like they're getting ready to do something. So it's like, you got all these different things that are going on, right? But they're all going on in different levels of succession of evil. You got the 87,000 IRS agents that they plan to hire within the next 10 years. At least that's what the secular news says, narrative says, but it's probably going to be a lot sooner than that. They're going to have all those people in office working for them and train them on how to kill U.S. citizens, you know, if necessary. And learn, you know, they're going to become the police. That's why they're going to defund the police, because the police are going to be the IRS agents. That's right. You heard it here first. And that's what they're hitting at InfoWars too as well. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to hire either foreign people that aren't from our country, or they're going to hire U.S. citizens, a combination with those who, and when we're talking about, these are people that don't have a conscience, don't have a mind. You know, the ones that are like in video games, the ones that are like brain dead, that don't have any moral conscience. That's the kind of people they're going to hire. Because they want you to kill U.S. citizens with firearms, and they want you to be able to know how to shoot them if you need to use them, if necessary, see. But yet they want to take away that away from the rest of us. See, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing, you know? So, you know, that's what we're facing, and it's reality, and we are in a really bad trouble, and this is for everybody. I mean, the same model that they use for InfoWars is what they're going to use on the rest of us, because they admitted that in a court case at Alex Jones, that they're going to go after all independent voice, because that's an effort to shut down independent voices that have an opposition to their agenda or political ideologies. And what do you do when you're in a corrupt, bad, criminal-run society? That's what you do, is you shut out all the opposition voices. So there's only their voice to be heard, and theirs only alone. And that's what they're trying to do here. And that's what they are trying to seek to do. And that's what we got to put a stop to. So what we have to do is expose all this corruption, all this criminology behavior, nefarious. Every time you speak the truth, it's not violence, but that's what they're trying to twist it as, because they don't want their deeds being exposed, their crimes being exposed, their criminal celestiances of behavior being exposed. You know, their corruption, their acts of corruption. That's what they don't want to be on the docket. They just want to shut that down and shut it up so they can continue doing what they're doing until the country is no more. And that is what they are really doing, folks. Let's get back to this report with Owen Shorter. I mean, we are really in some really hellish times, and it's really true. You need to prepare for food. You need to have a garden. You need to do all this stuff, because we're getting to that point really quick. And that's usually what happens when sin gets out of control and actually speeds up like a quickening. Like the Bible talks about in Revelation, the book of Revelation, it talks about that. That speeding is sin and evil in the hearts and desires and deeds of men. This is what's happening right now, folks, right before your very eyes. And if no churches are teaching you this, you need to go to a church where they are teaching you this stuff. Because that's really what we're in right now. Let's get to the story here. More back up to the show.
That's exactly where we're at in American history. So that's what's being done. That's why they're running all these news stories talking about violent rhetoric after Mar-a-Lago raid. That's why they're running all these stories out of the FBI saying, oh my gosh, threats against us are up. These are violent extremists. They don't use these words lightly. They don't run these plays just to feather their own nest. They're making an attack formation right now against the American people. 110%, as I'm sitting here, guaranteed. And the only hope we have of staving this off is by calling it out. Because here's the ultimate balancing act that's been going on for the last couple years. they can't, at least in a short-term period, show InfoWars is right or anybody else is right. So if we sit here and say the FBI is getting ready to raid, say, 100,000 Americans' homes, well, they can't go out and do that the next week or the next month. So they got to put it off a couple years till it's down the line. But they might have crossed a threshold in their own operating procedures where they don't care anymore. They're fully in control. They're fully authoritarian, totalitarian tyrants now. So, yeah, let's prove them all right. Who cares? Let's go round up 100,000 Americans anyway. So talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy. The FBI raids Donald Trump's home. Then for 2 days, we don't get a statement. We don't get nothing. It's in limbo. Then Christopher Wray, not even talking about the raid, just says, well, I'm not going to comment on the raid, but the rhetoric we've seen against the FBI is very dangerous. So that's their move, turn the FBI into the victims. Then the next day, an individual shows up at the FBI headquarters in Cincinnati. By the way, he's shot dead. He's dead. Dead men tell no tales. Maybe it was organic. Maybe it was a provocateur. Maybe it was an MK Ultra person. I don't know. We'll never know. He's dead. But okay. Either way, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, the FBI cries victim. The FBI gets their opportunity to prove they're the victims. And then immediately after that happens, Merrick Garland goes out and makes a statement how the FBI are the victims.
That's a play.
Okay, so you see how that works? You see how that just played out perfectly for them days after the raid? They had to take their time, maybe organize it. Standoff in cornfield end. Suspect dead. Man tried to bust into Cincinnati FBI field office. Hey, it's not good. I came out immediately and said, we don't want violence. That was the first move that we made here at InfoWars because we're not falling into their trap. See? Because I saw what they were going to do. I knew they were going to run stories saying calls for violence, terroristic threats. So I immediately came on air after the raid and said, peace, 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 peace. Because we've fallen into these traps before, sadly. Now, I'm never going to try to deter someone from executing their First Amendment right. But you got to be very smart. You got to be very careful. And so there is a peaceful rally happening at a St. Louis FBI field office being promoted by the Gateway Pundit. On Thursday, we heard the FBI may infiltrate our rally on Sunday. That's the rally at the FBI, the peaceful rally at the FBI office in St. Louis. We will not let their threats deter us. Please join us Sunday. We must stand up to tyranny before it's too late. So, I mean, I'll just tell you, I'm not going to be part of anything like this. I'm not going to go to an FBI field office because, I mean, for obvious reasons. But I'm not going to tell anybody that you can't do that or that that's illegal. You have a First Amendment right, and we need people to execute their First Amendment right peacefully here. And the FBI is the problem here. But see, these are the exact situations like on January 6th that can be used against us. So if you're planning on going to this, you need to be uber careful. I mean, you need to be head on a swivel, make sure nobody does anything illegal. And if anybody suggests anything illegal or violent, you need to be on them, and you need to snuff that out immediately. Because, again, folks, I'm telling you the play they're running. I'm telling you it because I've been on the field with them. I've been a part of the plays. I've been the target of the plays. So that's the play that they're running right now. Now, when I come back, I'm going to connect this to the IRS hiring and how important that is to this story. It's not a separate story, folks. It's actually directly connected. Hi. All right, let's apply what we covered in the last two segments to a ground-level operational aspect of this. So the story about the IRS agents has been a big story this week. Tell you how that's directly connected to what I've been covering in the last two segments. The raid on Trump and the FBI maneuver to posture themselves as the victims to then set themselves up as the aggressor against the American people. So let's flash back and keep this in mind before we go to this Obama clip. Who's really running the White House? Now, I'm not saying Obama is fully in charge. But I do believe Obama is at least running some operations, and the IRS operation may be one that he is in charge of from behind the scenes. Because just look at Joe Biden. He hasn't even been able to operate as the president for 2 months. He's constantly sick. He's constantly on vacation. Who's really running the country? He says he had nothing to do with the raid. He had no idea about it. Really? Well, who's running the country then? It's not Biden. Who's running this stuff? Certainly not Biden. So who is it? Well, I think it's a team of radical leftists. And I think they each take assignments, and Biden just has no idea what's going on. Jean-Pierre has no idea what's going on. And they just run these operations with the deep state. And then you hear about it in the news. And isn't that a story, too, by the way? Oh, how do we find out what the FBI was looking for in the Trump raid? Did Chris Wray tell us during his press conference? No. Did Merrick Garland tell us during his press conference? No. Instead, they decide to launder the information or leak the information through the Washington Post. What's up with that? You had two press conferences with the opportunity to tell the American people what you were doing at Trump's Mar-a-Lago house. You didn't do it, and then you leaked it to the Washington Post to tell us? I mean, what's that all about? But let's digress and get back to the story here. All right, so the IRS hires 87,000 new agents that are preparing to use deadly force. They're training to raid your home. They're training to go after terrorists and drug traffickers and everything. And it's all in their documents, by the way. I mean, I was flipping through this manual here, this IRS manual from last year, annual report 2021, shows all of it, shows them gun training, house raid training, confiscation of your property, all of it. It's all in here. And we find out all about it. They say, yep, you come work for the IRS, you're going to be trained on how to use deadly force and how to steal people's property. So let's go back, though. Who's really running the show? What's really going on with this IRS story? Maybe this gives you a little hint. This is Barack Obama in 2008. Remember this famous quote?
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
That's what he was talking about. That's
I think
IRS.
We should play that one more time, guys. Let's play it one more time for brevity. Here's Barack Obama.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Wait, is that Barack Obama saying we need a militia? No, it couldn't be. Democrats are anti-gun. They're going after people that are in militias, they claim. So what is he talking about then? What is he talking about? Folks, he's talking about exactly what the IRS is doing right now. It's not about a civilian front. No. It's about the Democrats making an army of minions who are going to be all juiced up that they have the power to go after their political opposition with a badge and a gun.
That's it.
Now, I don't know how this is going to go, but I tell you, this is how the Democrats want it to go. They're going to hire 87,000 far-left liberal radicals who will be sexually aroused at the idea that they have a badge and a gun to go after the political opposition in this country. And I believe that's what Barack Obama talked about in 2008. And I believe that's what Barack Obama is now running behind the scenes right now with this IRS story.
Yes.
They're not going to be going after billionaires. And I used to think this is going to be them about going after crypto and these electronic payment processors. I don't even think it's that anymore. I think this is 100% going to be aimed against the political opposition of the Democrat Party. 100%. And they're going to try to hire 87,000 radical far-left libturds to be this quote-unquote civilian force that Barack Obama talked about in 2008. Now, the military can't go into your house, so they can't raid your house with the military, even if they think they have that totally bought and, you know, paid for now with their propaganda. But the IRS can. The IRS can. So that's what I think is going on. And the stories are all out there, such as IRS training included armed agents carrying out simulated assaults on suburban homes. And I'm telling you folks again, there's videos, there's pictures, it's all in this annual report. They do firearms training. They're trained to shoot humans. They're trained to raid your home. It's like what you would think a SWAT team is doing. They're basically trained like a SWAT team.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're going to be doing.
Is that not what Barack Obama was directly talking about? And is he the one running this operation now? We know it's not Biden. Biden's on vacation. Biden's sick. Biden doesn't even know where he is. So they're doing the Patriot Purge of the military, the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, everything, the Patriot Purge. And now they're going to open up an entire militant wing of the IRS to go after their political opposition. 100% that's what's going on. And I believe that's what Barack Obama was talking about in 2008. Now he's got the opportunity to do it. Now, Eric Schmidt, who is the current Attorney General of Missouri, soon to be the next senator, I believe, he's pushing back, thank God. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents for more audits, and in a since-removed job posting, sought people who are prepared to carry a firearm and willing to use deadly force if necessary. Now we're demanding answers from the IRS and the Biden administration. And he released a statement and directly asking the FBI, or excuse me, the IRS and the Biden administration for answers. Now, he's not going to get it. He'd have to ask Barack Obama, probably. But I don't think this is, I mean, sure, the IRS is obviously going to be used to target the opposition to the regime and to the Democrat Party financially. Obama got caught doing that. Obama got caught red-handed using the IRS against his political opposition, not to mention the NSA and the FBI as well, spying on journalists. So that's who we're dealing with, folks. We're already dealing with far-left radical tyrants. We're already there. And, you know, that's... See, let me kind of give you an example of where we're at right now. Last night, Brian Kilmeade is covering the judge that signed the warrant to raid Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, and he used the fake image of the judge just cropped and pasted over Epstein getting a foot massage from Ghislaine Maxwell. So let me explain this real quick. Here's Brian Kilmeade falling for fake news last night on Fox, hosting for Tucker Carlson.
So a picture of Bruce Reinhardt. This is the judge in charge of the warrant. And we'll see if he's going to release it next. He likes Oreos and whiskey.
Okay, so there you go. So Brian Kilmeade falls for fake news. Now look, I watch as much media, probably more than anybody, quite frankly. Brian Kilmeade is a milquetoast conservative talk show host who makes a lot of money to go on there and say nothing that ruffles any of the wrong people's feathers. So of course Brian Kilmeade falls for that. Brian Kilmeade doesn't know what goes on in the real world, okay? And I'm not trying to attack Brian Kilmeade, but it's obviously true. Anybody who follows politics and news should have known that that's obviously a fake photo. That was Jeffrey Epstein getting a foot massage, not the judge. But Kilmeade fell for it, hosting for Tucker Carlson. Carlson probably wouldn't have fallen for it, but anyway. Here's my point, and this is why it's so important to get InfoWars on air. Most people that are in government, the Republican Party, most people on mainstream news, even like Brian Kilmeade, folks, they don't even know the world they're in. They just don't. And quite frankly, probably the only news organization that is properly prepared and ready for this time in American history is InfoWars. It's going to take a lot of time for the rest of them to catch up to us. That's just the fact. And that from Brian Kilmeade last night proves it to me. So we got to keep InfoWars on air, folks. Now, people are catching up real quick. They're not dumb people. They're catching up real quick. But we got to keep InfoWars on air because, folks, I'm telling you, we're the only people properly prepared right now to cover this. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed copy of Alex Jones's new book. It's the latest fundraiser to keep us on the air at InfoWarsStore.com. You don't sit. Telling you right now, the next raid, the next arrest, the next indictment, the next whatever it is from the deep state is right around the corner. We're now in that time in American history, folks. We now have a totalitarian, authoritarian regime running the country, fully corrupt and willing to use the government against its political opposition, against dissent. We're in that time. So it might feel like a slow rollout to us in this time as days go by, weeks go by, in between these big events. But as far as history is concerned, folks, this is happening in a flash. Because this is what's going to look like in a history textbook. Right like this. So that's the stage we're in right now. Who gets raided next? Who gets arrested next? Who gets indicted next? Who gets sued next? It's inevitable. It's coming. They got them all lined up. They got them all lined up. And what I believe is going on is the January 6th operation that they ran to arrest and imprison and persecute their political opposition. That was just the beginning. And I believe they're still probably sitting on thousands of arrests. The reason they're not arresting all these people is because they want to do it at opportune times. Right. That's what I believe. They're just sitting on these things waiting, and then, oh, they see somebody pop up, they want to arrest. Ah, let's go get them now. And I believe they're doing the same thing now with people that are talking negatively about the FBI on the internet or on TV. They're putting all you on a list. And you might get raided, you might get indicted, you might get charged, you might get subpoenaed, you might get arrested. These are the times we're in. Do not kid yourself. These are the times we're in. More proof. Alex Berenson, the White House privately demanded Twitter ban me months before the company did so. Now, ironically enough, And I like, for the most part, what Alex Berenson has done since leaving. It was the New York Times, I believe. But, you know, he trashed InfoWars. He trashed Alex Jones. He made sure to throw us under the bus and tell everybody how bad we are. But it's funny, Alex, how do you like being censored? Because we got censored long before you, because we were effective long before you. But see, Alex, I don't want you to be my enemy. I want you to be my friend. I want you to be my ally. I want to save this country and have freedom and truth and justice for the next generation of Americans, just like you do. But you understand, whether you like Alex Jones or InfoWars, our fate is ultimately your fate. Have you figured that one out yet? Maybe now you will. But the story is, he has the emails. The Biden administration directly sent Twitter emails asking them to ban him. Now, he needs to sue the Biden administration. That is completely obviously against the First Amendment. And not only is it important for him to sue for more discovery, because I think there's going to be other instances where the White House was demanding people get banned as well. I don't believe this is a standalone story here. I don't believe this is an isolated incident. Barack Obama was doing it, and now Barack Obama continues to do it in the name of Joe Biden. So yes, when you see internet censorship happening, it is directly ordered from the top of the Democrat Party. And we now have the proof. And we now have the proof. So these are the times we're living in. Do not kid yourself. Any Democrat, any liberal, they are now activists over whatever else they are. They're a judge, they're not a judge, they're a Democrat activist. They're a Democrat provocateur. They're a lawyer, they're not a lawyer. They're a Democrat activist, a Democrat provocateur. They're a protester, they're not a protester. They're a Democrat activist and provocateur. They're a doctor, they're not a doctor. They're a Democrat activist and provocateur. They're a teacher, they're not a teacher. They're a Democrat activist and provocateur. They're a news media member. They're a talk show host. They're not. They're a Democrat activist and provocateur. And they're coming for all of us. It is the American Gestapo. It is the American Nazi regime. It's the Democrat.
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people.
And because that's the top priority, I didn't even plug. And it's ironic that, you know, we sit here and we see the media lie about how much money we have, or lie about how much money Alex Jones has. And it's like, we don't even do really like smart advertising or marketing or even business strategy. Like, the strategy is we're just focused on truth and pushing back against the corrupt establishment. That it's like, we don't even really do proper planning for plugs or marketing strategies or anything. The marketing strategy is, hey, let's just speak truth to power. And then people trust us and they buy the great supplements we have. And so it's just hilarious. They talk like, oh, they had a strategy to lie about this and make a bunch of money. I mean, it's so outrageous. It's so ridiculous. I mean, we're like on the edge of our seats. Like, yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous that they act like that's going on. But they know it's a lie. These people are liars that we deal with. So my point is, in the first hour, I prioritize news coverage over paying the bills here. And that happens too often, and that's fine. And that's why we don't have hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's why they're so shocked that we don't. They're like, your audience is bigger than anybody's. How can you not have hundreds of millions of dollars? Well, because we just spend all the money on the operation. And then we don't sit here and try to figure out ways to make money like you do. But I digress. Now, it's more important now for InfoWars to be on air than ever before. And it's kind of a paradox, because now that we're in the age of everything InfoWars came true, everything InfoWars predicted came true, and now everybody is finally realizing it. Now anybody that tells the truth sounds like InfoWars. I don't believe that represents our expiration date. I believe that represents that our time has finally come. And now more than ever, people are realizing, if you want to understand the truth and you want to get the layout, this is where it starts, right here. And so, I played the Brian Kilmeade segment earlier. He mistakes a picture that's totally fake, and he has no idea it's fake because he really doesn't know much about what's going on in the world. And I don't want to insult Brian Kilmeade. I'm never really a big fan. I think he's kind of a squish conservative anyway. But he might actually love the country. He might actually want to tell the truth. And so he might be trying to now. But that's what I'm saying is, he tries to cover the judge that signs the Mar-a-Lago warrant. And he shows a clearly fake image that he should have known was fake. But he didn't know was fake because he just hasn't done the research on these subjects like we have. And that's fine. I want more people at Fox News to sound like InfoWars, and because InfoWars has been proven right. I'm sick of squish conservatives on TV. I'm sick of squish Republicans trying to control the narrative. But that's what I'm saying is, I don't think now that we're in the age of InfoWars being proven right with everything, that's our expiration date. I believe now is our time to really lead the way. So folks, please continue to keep us on air by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. The supplements are all great. Rip our vocal cords out. They're going to rip our voice box out. They're going to make us mute. Yeah, you might be able to shut this mothership down, but... And then they say in the court hearings, we got to destroy Alex Jones, and we got to make sure he can never rebuild. Rebuild? Rebuild? Just because you take all the trinkets away from us, or you take the satellites, or you take down our feeds and all that stuff, rebuild? Alex Jones is a man. Owen Schroyer is a man. We don't have to rebuild everything we've said, everything we've done. We don't have to rebuild being proven right all these years. That carries on forever. And if you do destroy us, it just amplifies everything we said 100 times.
Yes, it does.
Now, I don't want anything to do with that, folks. I'm so sick of the government being up my ass and ruining my life. Are you kidding me? That's the last thing I want to deal with, is these scumbags. But see, it's funny because I have people say this to me all the time. It's actually like old girlfriends. They're like, why do you do this? Like, why don't you stop doing this? They're going to destroy you. Like, your life is ruined. Why don't you just walk away from this? And people just don't get it. People just don't get it. Maybe they'll get it now. If you really think walking away from these people is the way out, if you really think that's walking away and trying to get away from these people and live your life is the way out of this, I'm sorry, you don't even live in reality. You're just so off base. And I don't want to be rude to people, but it's just clearly you're so naive, you don't understand the situation you're currently living in. If you really believe that, look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump let them steal the election. Donald Trump let them destroy his life. And he said, fine, I'm going away. And he went down to Mar-a-Lago and he played golf for 2 straight years or a year and a half or whatever it is. Did that stop him from going after him? No, It didn't, did it?
So you, when you get out of it, it's
and they're never gonna stop.
No.
You can try to run, you can try to hide, you can try to back off, you can shut up. They will never stop.
Nope.
And in fact, the truth is, if you back off, if you shut up, you actually set yourself up for total destruction. The only hope that we have is to stay on air. But hey, they can destroy everything we do here. That just builds the legend of InfoWars. And then every news organization in the world is going to be asking Alex Jones for a live interview. Every news organization in the world is going to be asking Owen Schroyer for comments. So, I mean, you'll just amplify us. But it's fine. We don't want that to happen. We'd rather stay on air. We love this crew. We love this audience. We believe now is the time to keep the mothership of InfoWars in orbit. Living in the age of Alex Jones was right is not our expiration date. It's our time to truly be leaders, thought leaders in media. So let's make sure that happens, folks, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and keeping us on air. So get your signed book, but don't forget about the great supplements as well. Super Male Vitality, top-rated, top-selling supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is back in... You know, we're in the dog days of August right now, and it's hot. It's a hot one. So if any of you kids out there are thinking about starting a lemonade stand and selling cups of lemonade, you better have your books right, and you better pay your taxes, or the IRS is going to come to you with their guns drawn. You better watch out, little kiddos. The IRS needs their cut. You're selling lemonade 25 cents a cup? You better, Uncle Sam better get his cut from you, or you're coming. The IRS coming for your lemonade stand. You think it's a joke? These people are out of control, folks. These people are out of control. There's some other examples of the ridiculous. And I like how Dan Bongino says it. It's not hypocrisy, it's hierarchy. It's hierarchy. Yeah. It's not a two system of justice. It's their system.
Sure.
Hillary Clinton's above the law. The Bidens are above the law. Trump is not. It's not hypocrisy. It's hierarchy. Democrats are above you in the food chain. They have set it up this way. It's the new caste system. But let's look at some of the other persecuted individuals. Daniel Hale is currently in prison for exposing 90% of those killed in drone strikes are civilians, not military targets, as the Pentagon claims. Yeah, Obama killed so many civilians and kids. Weddings even bombed them with drones. Liberals don't care. So Daniel Hale in prison for exposing government corruption. Julian Assange is currently in prison for releasing a video showing Apache helicopters bombing people in Iraq who were mostly civilians and reporters. Yeah, Julian Assange is exposing deep state government corruption. He's held in prison. Edward Snowden is currently one of the world's most wanted men for exposing the NSA was illegally spying on U.S. citizens. James Clapper lied under oath about our spying programs, and instead of going to jail, he was hired by CNN to battle disinformation. You know, a known liar battling disinformation. Ex-CIA chief John Brennan lied under oath about the Steele dossier's use in the Trump-Russia collusion investigation. Instead of going to jail, he was hired by CNN and MSNBC to discuss the Trump-Russia collusion, the exact topic he lied about. Yeah, that's the deal. You commit a crime for the deep state, and immediately you got a $1 million job waiting for you at a university or a TV station, whichever one you choose. That's their collusion. That's their fascism. This is the same John Brennan who stated that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation and was a member of the Communist Party before joining the CIA. That's from Jake Shields on Twitter, pointing that out. But yeah, it's all true. And so Whole Foods CEO John Mackey is concerned that socialists are taking over. Boy, you don't say. What gave it away, John?
Yeah.
What gave it away? But look out, John, because you just angered probably half the people that shop at Whole Foods because they're socialists. But good for Whole Foods CEO John Mackey. Makes me want to shop at Whole Foods, maybe. Even though the socialists that work there threaten me when I go there. So, yeah, I quit going to Whole Foods after the last time I went. A bunch of socialists there threatened me and tried to dox me. So I haven't been to Whole Foods since, but maybe I'll go back. Here's another example. Now, this is wild. And I was talking to some people that are covering January 6th defendant stories, and nothing else has emerged from this yet. So you can take this raw information however you want. But the individual, the son of Guy Reffitt, You may recall this story. The son of Guy Reffitt turned his father in, recorded his father in secret recordings. He's giving him alcohol and then getting him drunk and then making him talk bad about Democrats on secret recordings in his own house, and then turns that over to the feds. Literally what Nazis did. Right out of a science fiction dystopian movie. And so, okay, this young man who, you know, sometimes when you're in teenage angst years, you don't really get along with your father. And so he obviously had something against his dad. And then the feds corrupted him into turning his dad over. And then they got him 7 years in jail. So he spied on his dad and he snitched on his dad for the feds. And he had a GoFundMe set up, supposedly for a college, to pay for him to go to college, Jackson Reffitt College Fund, and it's gotten almost $200,000, and he got interviewed on CNN to promote it. It's gotten almost $200,000, and people have noticed a lot of these donations are $1,000 or more, but directly $1,000 donations from hundreds of anonymous donors. Now, it's not too odd, obviously, for anonymous donors to be there, but every single one of them, $1,000, going back more than 18 months ago? Wow. Boy, that begs some serious questions, doesn't it? I mean, people wouldn't launder money through a GoFundMe to pay someone to snitch on their father, though, right? That wouldn't happen. Nobody would be paying off a guy through a fake college fundraiser on GoFundMe to pay a guy to spy on his dad, though, right? That wouldn't be going on, would it?
They would be, yeah.
So, I know people are looking into that further, but thought I'd share that with you. Yeah, you think we're living in a socialist hellhole dystopian novel right now? You think so? Children ratting on their parents? IRS agents getting ready to be trained to use deadly force against political dissidents of the deep state? Yeah, folks, it is really getting that bad. It truly is. Now let's take a look at how bad it's getting. This is Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke, fake Beto. Listen to what he said in a campaign event yesterday. Listen to this closely in clip two, and you tell me the Democrat Party is not a direct threat to the American way of life in clip two.
Now, it's another decision for us to make. Is the Second Amendment absolute, or are there some restrictions on it? Is any constitutionally protected right absolute, or are there some restrictions?
Is the Constitution absolute, asks Beto O'Rourke at a political campaign event. Is the Constitution absolute, asks Beto O'Rourke.
He shouldn't be elected. He shouldn't be in a position if he doesn't...
Do you not see what these people are doing? If the Democrats get into power, I believe, and they steal the elections in 2022, and then really take full control in 2024, you won't have a Bill of Rights anymore, not even ceremoniously. You won't have a constitution anymore, not even ceremoniously. They will end it. They will write legislation and they will end it. And Beto O'Rourke is obviously their guy that they've selected to do that through the Texas governor's race. We must keep this tyrant. We must keep this horrific person, Beto O'Rourke, out of any public office. He should not even sniff a public office. When he goes to a campaign event and says the Constitution is not absolute, that should be it. That should be it. Greg Stubbe gets it. Here's what he had to say last night on Newsmax in clip three.
We have entered a totalitarian regime in the Biden administration that is set on declaring war on conservatives, and there's no check and balance for the administration because you have a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate that's just going to let this type of activity happen without no information. Congress doesn't even have information. What I read this morning was Trump's own lawyers hadn't even seen the affidavit because the DOJ had sealed it, so they don't even know the basis of this. There was another article this morning from a former federal prosecutor that stated, you have to use least obtrusive means. You can't just do a raid to get documents. They didn't subpoena these documents before after they asked for them. So this may not even be a legal search of Trump's residence. So it would be great to see his lawyer team go after that and sue the DOJ if that in fact is true.
So many destroyer.
Here's a perfect, I showed the example of Kilmeade showing a fake image last night on Tucker Carlson as an example why this is why InfoWars is so needed right now. We're more prepared for this than anyone else. We've been on the battlefield longer. We've been in reality longer. And quite frankly, the only way we really have a chance at saving this country is if Republicans in Congress get serious and if conservatives in media get serious. And I've seen that happen in the last since this week after the Mar-a-Lago raid, I've witnessed that happen. So that's a good thing. But, you know, another example is last night, plenty of people were playing the clip of Robert Francis O'Rourke calling a guy an MF-er during his campaign event, which is, you know, it's just Beto just faking something, basically just faking, sensationalizing something for media. But they say, oh, this guy was laughing about a mass shooting, so O'Rourke called him a MF-er. And not a single person played the clip from 2020 of O'Rourke laughing after a mass shooting. O'Rourke literally laughed at a press conference after the Christchurch shooting, or after the, whatever the name of the church was in Texas in 2020. Beto did a press conference and laughed at a mass shooting. He literally did that. But every person I saw covering the MF-er statement from O'Rourke yesterday, not a single one covered O'Rourke laughing at a mass shooting in 2020, except InfoWars, except us. And so maybe I should pull that video back up. We have it in yesterday's War Room show folder. So let me just do it right now because no one else will do it. So the media and the Democrats celebrating O'Rourke today, because he called a guy an MF-er, he said laughed at about a mass shooting. Probably didn't even happen, but whatever. So, okay, oh, wow, you laughed at a mass shooting. You're the worst person ever. Well, really? Because here's O'Rourke doing just that in 2020.
It's a lot of injury, a lot of suffering in El Paso right now. I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
And he laughs.
But I'll tell you.
Oh, okay. So there you go. It was the Walmart shooting in El Paso. The crew correct me. Thank you, guys. So there is laughing again. Laughing it up during a press conference. Oh, it's funny. A mass shooting's funny to Beto in 2020, but then he calls a guy an MF-er for laughing at a mass shooting, even though he did the exact same thing in a press conference. And not a single person in the media caught on to that or played it except InfoWars. So we're prepared for this, folks. We've had the sense of urgency. We've been collecting and gathering the data. We have the knowledge. All the other milquetoast conservatives, all the other squish Republicans, they haven't been on the battlefield. They haven't been in the trenches. Quite frankly, they haven't even been in reality. But this Mar-a-Lago raid really put them there, or closer to the reality than they've ever been. And now they're starting to get it. So that's good news. The reinforcements are arriving. But boy, oh boy, do they have catch-up work to do when they fall for a clearly fake photo of the judge at the Mar-a-Lago raid, and they don't even think to play the video of O'Rourke laughing after a mass shooting when they cover him calling a guy an MF-er for laughing at a mass shooting. We do, because it's all right here. But for too long, conservatives have been going on TV, just reading off a script, reading off a teleprompter, collecting their paycheck, really not gathering or caring. But I think that those times are over. But tell me how O'Rourke isn't completely disqualified when he says the Constitution is not absolute. I mean, that should be game over. That should be game over. But let's take a look at what else the Democrats are up to here. Now, New York Magazine and others are publishing a story today, Joe Biden's best week ever. Of course it's his best week ever. He didn't work a single day, and he's on vacation. Best week ever. Joe Biden doesn't have to work and goes on vacation. That's his best week ever. Of course it's his best week ever. Less is more from Joe.
I don't know what's
going on. Joe doing a disappearing act. Joe missing in action. That's the best week of Biden's presidency. They admit it. By the way, where's Kamala Harris? Anybody know what Kamala's doing? What's Kamala up to? Carmella? Carmella Harris. Paging Carmella. Where is she? What is she? Who is she? Nobody knows, but Joe Biden's on vacation. And, but who's running the country? Who's raiding former presidents? Who's censoring Americans? Who's destroying the economy? Who's doing it? Biden doesn't know what's going on. Harris is nowhere to be found. What is going on? By the way, how about that FBI, huh? Hunter Biden laptop repairman John Paul MacIsaac says FBI agent threatened to hush him up. The computer repair shop owner, where Biden left his laptop, claims in his new book that an FBI agent threatened him to stay silent. Of course! Of course they did. It's the FBI. They work for the Democrats. Don't you know? Don't you dare. Don't you dare share the contents of that laptop. We have to protect the Biden crime family. The world can't know about their international crimes. The world can't know about their international business dealings. The world can't know about the sex addiction and the drug addiction. And God knows what else is in there. You better not put that laptop out there. It's the FBI threatening a computer shop owner. Biden booed when he arrives in South Carolina for his vacation. Most popular president ever, folks.
He's so popular.
It's the boo birds. Fauci throws out a first pitch in Seattle, gets booed. Biden shows up in South Carolina on vacation, gets booed. You wonder why they don't put Biden in public, folks? You know why Biden's not doing rallies and Biden's not having public events and press conferences? Because they know anywhere he goes, he's going to get booed. He's going to get booed. And there's going to be more anti-Biden people there than pro-Biden people.
Yep.
Really, you can't even find pro-Biden people. There are only anti-Biden people. So he doesn't do public events. He doesn't do campaign events. He does nothing because he is wildly disliked and unpopular, and they have to keep that hidden from the public. Latest poll from Issues and Insights. 59% of Americans are worried about Biden's mental health. 59% of Americans worried about Biden's mental health, meaning that 41% of Americans don't have a clue what's going on. Twitter announces plan to protect November midterm elections. So they're showing you their hand here, folks. They're showing you their hand. They're going to do the exact same thing they did in 2020 to protect the Biden crime family and get them into the White House. Just like they censored the Hunter Biden laptop story, censored the video of Joe Biden at the CFR bribing Ukraine. They're going to censor anything negative about Democrats. They're going to censor anything negative about Biden as we head into the 2020 midterm season, which we're in right now. So they're showing you their hand. The internet censorship to protect the Democrats is on. The internet censorship to protect the Biden family is on. Talk about rigging elections. Talk about meddling in elections. Talk about Nazi tactics. It's the same group doing it again. The American left, the Democrats. So get ready for that. Get ready for mass purging and censorship on Twitter any day now. Anybody on Twitter criticizing Biden, anybody on Twitter criticizing Democrats ahead of the midterms, your days on Twitter are numbered. They are certainly numbered. But hey, I think we can trust Merrick Garland. He seems like a straight shooter, doesn't he? He seems like a real smart guy and a straight shooter. And so, again, let's just get reminded here by Merrick Garland in clip 5 that the FBI is your friend.
Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing.
Really?
Ah, yes. I trust you. I trust you, Merrick Garland. There's no two standard of justice. There's no hierarchy of power in this country. He's right. I should just let
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure pouty art.
Because if you don't care about your own future, you won't be politically and culturally active, and I won't have a future. And it's the same thing goes for myself. If I don't care, if I'm not engaged, you're not going to live in a free country or a safe planet. You see, that's why the InfoWars audience is so important, because you're activists that understand the Great Reset, understand who the globalists are and how they're the main threat against humanity. That's why I want to thank you again for tuning in. I want to thank you for sharing this information. And I want to encourage you to realize that the globalists see InfoWars as a beachhead that they've got to take down in order to finish their destruction of America and the enslavement of the entire planet. It is so critical now more than ever to understand the enemies of humanity see censoring and shutting down InfoWars as one of their primary missions for a very good reason. We have been, thanks to your support, one of, if not the most effective outlets exposing their blueprint and their operations. And that's what my new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, lays out. The globalist plan to collapse the world economy for their war against the world to finish their criminal takeover.
We'll be right back.
The book started this in the first hour. By the way, Elijah Schaefer is coming up in the next hour. I covered this in the first hour, and I have a self-preservational instinctual reaction to this that is just as human as it gets. But I have to somehow apply that to everyone else to try to get you to understand. So listen to what Oliver Darcy published. I think it was last night. Oliver says this InfoWars host is right. Here's a sentence I never thought I'd ever write. InfoWars host Owen Schroyer is spot on. At least in regard to what he said about Fox News Thursday. Now, I'm not going to go into the full statement. I've already covered this story earlier on today. I just have to reiterate and re-explain something here. Folks, they are in the middle of running an operation right now. I've been in the middle of these operations before. I've been a target of these operations before. It's like being on a football field against your division rival, and they're running their go-to play, and I'm the free safety or I'm the middle linebacker, and I call out to my defense, hey, they're running the bubble screen 23. Like, I'm telling you, they're running a play. They're getting ready for mass censorship. They're probably getting ready for mass arrests. Because with each play, the next play gets more extreme. Impeachment, charges, raids, arrests. See how it goes? So I'm just telling you, the onslaught coverage of Owen Schroyer, it's not about me. It's about they're in the middle of running a play. I'm just kind of the decoy that they're using to justify their actions. Saying, oh, look, they say the FBI is bad. Oh, look, they say Fox News sounds like InfoWars. So what? Oh, okay, so if you criticize the FBI, you're now going to get raided. You're going to be put on a terror watch list. And if you're on Fox News and you dare to sound anything like InfoWars, you're going to get sued. So that's the operation they're running right now. And I'm just sitting here like it's surreal because... they want to shut down and off air so bad, and they thought that the court case from last week and 2 weeks ago was like the final nail in the coffin, and yet we're still on air. Our ratings are up more than ever before. I mean, folks, I don't even want to cover this stuff because I don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole, and other people should be covering it, but I mean, you realize that they're now publishing stories talking about how InfoWars ratings are up since the case, and how purchases at our store are up since the case. It's like, so it's this paradox. Like, they think they've destroyed us. They think this is the end of InfoWars. But they're all tuning in now more than ever before. And I'm not just talking about the audience that tunes in to get information or likes us or wants to hear what's really going on in the world. I'm talking about the enemies of truth. I'm talking about the enemies of America. I'm talking about the enemies, as they view it, of InfoWars. They're tuned in more than ever before. They're writing more stories about us than ever before. They're more obsessed with us than ever before. It's like, what are you going to do without us? You'll have nothing. So We are just living in unreal times. Unreal times. And my selfish fear is this, that I'm going to be destroyed and that my life is going to be ruined. That is my selfish fear. And that's probably my destiny. And that sucks because I love life. I love the human experience. I love it. I like food. I like people. I like art. I like culture. I like nature. I love life. I freaking love it, man. It's like, it gets me high, dude. And they want to rip my experience away. They want to make sure I don't get to experience this magical divine consciousness. And that sucks because I love it so much. I live my life to the fullest. And they want to make sure I can't. But okay, that's my selfish response. When I remove myself and I transcend it, I say, wow, I'm going to be completely destroyed. And then God is going to use me as a tool to save the planet from tyranny. Wow, what an epic destiny. How could I ask for anything better? But selfishly, like, my body says, no, I don't want that. But you transcend that in your spirit and your mind and your soul, and you say, that's the greatest destiny of all time. But I still don't even want it. But that's where this is going. So, I mean, look, here's what... Oh, the FBI, they're the good guys. No. They just get caught running operations against the American people like they did in Michigan. I mean, how is this even a debate? What is it? 18 FBI agents set up a trap, an entrapment scheme, where they talk about kidnapping the governor of Michigan or killing the governor of Michigan. FBI agents doing that. And then they're able to get some people, like three or four people, to go along with it in text message threads. And so the agents are like, yeah, let's kidnap, let's kill the governor. And then they record these guys they've set up, they've drawn in and set up, saying the same things, and then it gets presented in court. There's a bunch of stories out there. Here's one headline. Suspect in secret recording played at trial suggested killing Governor Whitner's security detail. But it's the FBI setting up and trapping him. So the FBI can say kidnap the governor, the FBI can say kill the governor, but that's okay. They're FBI agents, they didn't mean it. But if you get set up by the FBI and they set you up and they record you, you can't use that as a defense. But so what is the real operation here? They run a false flag operation. Look, conservatives want to kidnap the governor of Michigan. Total false flag, total federal government operation. They did it. They ran the whole thing. And then the lead FBI agent on that operation beats his wife at an orgy. Yeah, they have a type over there at the FBI, don't they? And then they're in trial right now, one of the trials, and it's all coming out that the FBI set this guy up. But it's still being used against him, like, hey, even though you got set up by the FBI, you still said this stuff. And you know they did the exact same thing on January 6th, most likely with people like Ray Epps. And God bless the people that were outside the D.C. gulag last night praying for the political prisoners being tortured right now by the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Quickly here, let's not forget about what's being done to us by our government. Let's start with the vaccines. Here's a woman testifying at a hearing talking about a 10-year-old having a heart attack from a vaccine and how she had to deal with this riding in the ambulance to the ER in clip 8.
But I can tell you that 2 days ago, I flew out my first 10-year-old with a heart attack, and I had to fight the doctor in the ER because he's like, 10-year-olds don't have heart attacks. And I argued back and forth for 30 minutes to force his hand to get an EKG to find out that he had almost a complete STEMI, which is ST elevated myocardial infarction, for which you could see it lit up on the 12-lead EKG. And he's like, well, that's not possible. And I'm like, well, he was just vaccinated yesterday. It is very much possible. At any given time, people are getting a hold of me and the nurse advocates at American Frontline Nurses to help advocate, because as you've seen, there is victim shaming that it's anxiety. Oh, it's this. But in actuality, if they put down that it was a vaccine injury, The physician, the corporation, the hospital, the clinic, they actually won't get reimbursed. So it gets labeled as anxiety or neuropathy or Guillain-Barré syndrome, when in actuality, it's very realistically a vaccine injury. Whereas I tell people, you are better off in South America in a field hospital than you are in level one trauma designer hospitals in the United States. As nurses, we are getting reports.